Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. It is our great joy to bring you the Word of God so that you can hear it and you can apply it to your life so that you will continue to grow and be faithful in the things of God. As you listen to this message today, ask the Lord to just lead you and guide you and help you so that He can use your life to make a difference in the people that you come in contact with every day. This is our day and this is our hour to be the light of the world so that God can make a difference. At the end of today's message, we're going to give you more information on how to connect with us online and or in person. We'd love to connect with you and help you to grow in the things of God. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word. I asked the question, how does God respond when He is frustrated with His people in regard to how they obey Him, honor Him, and serve Him? We said and we saw how God called His people out in the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Remember that? If you weren't sleeping in the service 2 weeks ago, we said God called them out. And He used the prophet Isaiah to do so. At that time, God was fed up with the disobedience of Israel. And He called Isaiah to deliver a message to His people. And then we said last time, I wonder how many people are going to church and are singing in the choir or serving as a minister or an usher or a deacon who think that their service to God is acceptable when they live a life and a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God. They think it's all right, but God is calling them out. In the text of Isaiah chapter 1, the people were going through the motion of worship. They were going through the motion. Like some people got up this morning and said, it's Sunday, I guess I'll go to church. You know, what time do it start, baby? 10 o'clock? Okay, what time is it now? Oh, 5 to 10? We still have some time to get there. So we'll get there. And, you know, they ought to be out at a certain time. And if they're not out by 12, 15, we're going to leave anyway so we can get ahead of the line at Luby's. They're not really interested in worshiping God. They're interested in going to church. And there are folks who are interested in going to church, but they're not interested in coming into the presence of God. God had a problem with that. Imagine that. God had a problem with us coming to His house where we're supposed to be worshiping Him, but we pay Him no attention. And he said He has a problem in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. God said this to them when He called them out and He talked to them about their worship or lack thereof. He said in verse 15, when you spread your hands out in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, you can pray as long as you want to or however many times you want to, I will not listen. I'm not listening. I'm not hearing you. Your hands are full of blood, He says. So we can get to a place where we think we got it going on, but God is not hearing us. And what about you? You ever feel like He's not answering your prayers? You ever feel like you can't get a prayer through? He's not hearing you? Maybe He's not. So what are we to do when we find ourselves in a situation where God is displeased with us because we have been disobedient or have even been rebellious? We can be disobedient and we can be rebellious. The point I want to get over to you is that God was talking to His people. See, God doesn't have a big problem with the sinner functioning in sin because that's what sinners do. But when God saves us from sin, and when we come in and we testify that we belong to Him and that and we sing He's the Lord our God, and we say that we are believers, we are Christians, we are saved, we are sanctified, we're going to heaven. And when we say that to everybody and hold ourselves out to be righteous and then we are disobedient and rebellious, God have a problem with that. He said we're perpetrating. We're demonstrating something that's not consistent with His nature, not consistent with His word. And we're giving a false report to the people of the world. They'll call us hypocrites. And there are folks who don't want to come to the church because they say the church is full of what? Now, is that true? Only about three people said no. The rest of you. Guess what? Everybody else is the hypocrite, right? I've never seen anybody volunteer and say, you know what? I'm the hypocrite. Yes, there are hypocrites in the church, and I'm the number one. But I don't give people any reason to use that against for a reason of not coming to church. You know, people, I see them. I say, why don't you come to church? Well, the church got a lot of hypocrites. I say, you're trying to tell me you don't want to go where hypocrites are? Yeah. I say, you're lying. You go to the club, everybody in there lying. Right? When you go out to the club, everybody fronting and saying they something they ain't. Telling you that they're a sanitation engineer when they're a janitor. Telling you that they like to be open and honest. They give you all their best qualities and they don't tell you all the stuff that's wrong with them. They lying. They hypocrites. So you don't mind going to the club? Come on over to the church. But God have a problem with hypocrites because he's the one that can see our hearts. And he tells them that I'm not going to be hearing what you're saying when you are perpetrating and coming into the service or coming into church just because it's Sunday and you think you got it going on. It doesn't matter to me. God says, you know what? I don't want you to come up in here like that. So what did we do when we find ourselves in that shape? All of us. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. And all of us have gone our own separate way. I can guarantee you that there are people in here right now who've fallen short of what God has asked us to do. And even when you're saved, we fall short. No one has any occasion to look at anybody else with pride in their hearts and saying, you know, I'm okay and you're not. Because you can be okay today and tomorrow it's an opportunity for you to trip up. So what are we to do? If we're not as righteous as we ought to be, God gives us an opportunity to do so. Look at what he says in verse 16. And he gives us a prescription. He gives us some simple directions on how to get our lives right when it's been unright. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless and plead the case of the widow. There are some specific things we're asked to do in this passage, and if we would do them, we can get right when we've done wrong. See, one thing that people have a tendency to do when they do wrong, they continue to do wrong, and they don't get right for whatever reason. They don't want anybody to know that they've been wrong. They don't want to come clean. They don't want to confess, and they continue in their unrighteousness, and it gets worse and worse. They come to church and you want to look holy and you want to fool the pastor. But, you know, I'm not the one you need to try to fool. You can fool me. I don't matter. It's God who knows. It's God who punishes. It's God who chastises. It's God who starts pulling the rug out from under you. And I'm not going to do that. But he tells us what to do. Now, notice what he asks us in that passage is something that we ought to do. Number one, he says, wash and make yourself clean. Who's going to do the washing? You are. You have to recognize first and foremost that you need to wash. And if you don't realize that you're musty, you got a problem. You ever seen anybody that needed it that was musty and they didn't know it? Had they known it, they wouldn't be hanging out around everybody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you know how it is sometimes when you're musty, you're the last one that can smell yourself. I'm telling the truth. And that's the way it is with believers. They think they are right. And, you know, we can see. Now, I'm the pastor. I'm not God. But I can see some of them are as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And they think they're walking straight. And I'm saying, you know, you need to be saved. You need to repent. You need to get right with God. You're coming up in here acting like you are right. I know you ain't right. You say, are you judging? No, I'm a fruit inspector. The Bible says, by their fruit, you shall know them. I'm a fruit inspector. And so there are folks coming all the time. I just say, they just coming to church. They ain't saved. They're not interested in the things of God. They don't want to get engaged in the things of God. They don't have a passion for the things of God. They're not in the Word. They're not praying. They're just coming to church. Come on. This is where you need to be. But I want you to know that it ain't going to do you no good just to sit up in here. So he said, you need to, first of all, recognize that you need to be washed. Secondly, you're going to have to want to be washed. Somebody can recognize that they need to be, but then they don't get washed. And you will have to take the initiative to get clean. Lord, I don't want to stay in this state. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to stay in this state where I'm just going through the motions. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says this. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of the reverence for God. Since we have these promises, the promises of greater victory, the promises of overcoming, the promises of God's blessings in our lives, since we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates bodies and spirit. How do we cleanse ourselves? How do you cleanse yourself? By getting stuff off of you. That's how you cleanse yourself, getting stuff off of you, getting stuff out of the way, removing things out of your life that's ungodly and unwholesome and that's opposed to God. You get that stuff out of your life. Get those pornographic magazines out of your life. Get that internet filter put on. Stop going to those websites and cut out that drinking and drugging, coking and smoking, cussing and fussing, fighting and being mean. Oh, Lord. You got to stop that. You got to have a desire to stop it. To see, the Lord sends the Holy Spirit to help us. He can't help us if we ain't trying. The Lord is not going to come in and make you do right. He's not going to make you. See, we used to even sing a song. It wasn't right. He come, he make me walk right. He can't make you walk right. When you start off walking right, he'll help you to stay right. But you got to start off in the right direction. You can watch all the pornography you want. He ain't going to make you turn it off. Now, the devil will make you turn it on. You got to say, no, this is not right. I'm going to turn it off. He says, you purify yourself. You start getting the stuff out of the way. You take all the stuff and throw it away. You take those DVDs and throw them in the trash. Don't give them to nobody. You burn them. You flush the drugs down the toilet. You get that relationship right when you're shacking and ain't living married and you're just going through the motion. You got to decide you're going to do that. But you don't know that we got this relationship. Well, get it right. Marry then.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, then you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.